The Kraft Music Hall with Bing Crosby, John Scott Trotter and his orchestra, the Music Maids and Lee, Yuki, the Charioteers, and Bing's two guests for this evening, Mr. Donald O'Connor and Miss Marilyn Maxwell, both of the cinema. And here also of the cinema is Bing Crosby.
Thank you. Oh, I'm packing my grip, and I'm leaving today, because I'm taking a trip. California way, I'm gonna settle down and never more roam, and make the San Fernando Valley my home. I'll forget my sins, yes, yes, I'll be making new friends, where the west begins and the sunset ends, 'cause I've decided where yours truly really ought to be. And it's the San Fernando Valley for me. I think that I'm safe in stating. She will be waiting when my lonely journey is done. And kindly old Reverend Thomas, he just made us a promise. Gonna make the two of us one. So I'm hitting the trail to the cow country. You can forward my mail, care of RFD. I'm gonna settle down and never more roam, and make the San Fernando Valley my home.
I'm packing my grip, yes sir, and I'm leaving today, 'cause I'm taking a trip California way. I'm gonna settle down and never, never more to roam, and make the San Fernando Valley my home. I'll forget my sins, yes sir, I'll be making new friends, where the west begins and the sunset ends, 'cause I've decided where yours truly should be. And it's the San Fernando Valley for me.
I think that I'm safe in stating. She will be waiting when my lonely journey is done. And kindly old Reverend Thomas, he just hit us with a promise. I'm gonna make the two of us one. So I'm hitting the trail to the cow country. You can forward my mail, care of RFB. I'm gonna settle down and never more roam, and make the San Fernando Valley my home. And make the San Fernando Valley my home. And make the San Fernando Valley my home.
This is the Old Kraft Music Hall heading out for all over the world with the usual KMH group, plus my friend young Donald O'Connor. That would be Universal Studios' top man, and Miss Marilyn Maxwell, one of Hollywood's most promising young stars. Welcome to KMH, Marilyn.
Thank you, Bing. It's wonderful to be here this Thursday.
What's wonderful about it?
Well, the men in uniform don't get leave until the weekend, so it's nice just to get out of the house on Thursday.
Building. And some of those men aren't getting their weekends off. They're the guys that are crowding the Nazis around Rome. The men that we got to fall to and help. Help with bonds to pay for that stuff we win with. You got to reach, friends. You got to get it out. Every loose 1875 you've got, put it into bonds. Buy them now. An extra 75 bucks today will get you 154. But spring for what you can. No sale is too large. No sale is too small.
Hey, I'm back.
No sale.
Say, who's the dish?
Who's the pan?
The young lady's name is Marilyn Maxwell.
Maxwell, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Nice streamlined chassis.
High trade-in value.
Say, what's your racket, Miss Maxwell?
Well, I'm a singer.
Oh, yeah? Well, that's fine. We need a singer around here.
Mm-hmm. What do you do around here?
All different things. Sing, play the ukulele, think up little things to add spice to the place. I guess you'd call me an idea man.
An idea man?
Yeah, I get ideas.
Oh.
What gave you the idea you were a man?
Well, for one thing, having a birthday makes me a year older.
Oh, how old are you, Yuki?
Well, what's the difference, Mr. Carpenter? A man is as old as he looks.
Well, congratulations, King Tut.
Listen, Mr. Carpenter, your insults I don't have to take.
Oh, is that so? You don't seem to realize I speak for the craftspeople.
Oh, shake hands with Methuselah.
So you're having another birthday, huh?
Oh, I just thought I'd mention it. Not because I want any presents.
Oh, but you should get a little something, maybe from Don Philippi.
Oh, no. But of course, if anybody really wants to buy me something, he might be interested in this list of things that I haven't got.
You got a list there?
Sure.
Put talent at the top, hmm?
Lead off. Well, I have it right here. I'll read it.
Read it.
I haven't got a gold watch.
Uh-huh.
I haven't got an alligator wallet.
Uh-huh.
I haven't got a candid camera.
Have you got an electric razor?
No. Why?
Put that on the list.
I'm glad everybody doesn't feel that way. In fact, tomorrow I think I'm going to have a surprise.
Yeah?
In fact, I think tomorrow is going to be a big day for me.
Will I see you?
No.
Big day for me, too.
Listen, Bing, you can't bring me down anymore.
No?
I found out I was born under a lucky star.
Star or stone?
No fooling. Every place I go, it feels like something is keeping a watchful eye on me. Couldn't that be my lucky star?
Could be your parole board.
If tomorrow's your birthday, Yuki, I wonder if, I thought I might, that is anybody giving you a cake?
Gee, I think somebody is, Mr. Trotter.
Great, I'll be there.
Where?
Wherever that cake is.
I think I'm getting a surprise party because I saw my cousin Mo with the cake. It had happy birthday on it, spelled out in corks.
Well, why corks instead of candles?
I was a bottle baby.
What kind of cake is it, Yuki?
Sponge.
With family to match.
Well, where's this so-called surprise party being held? At Maison Moe's?
Oh, no. You see, well, Cousin Moe's house is kind of small for a birthday party. So I thought some regular fella, some swell guy, some friend with a nice big place might let me have it at his house. In fact, I have the second guy in mind.
Meaning?
Naturally.
Naturally.
You know, I like surprise parties. I like to hide and then jump out and holler, surprise, and scare people.
Why holler?
I don't hear anybody calling you Tyrone. Say, would you care to come with me to my surprise party tomorrow night, Miss Maxwell?
Oh, I'm sorry, Yuki, but I have a date with a soldier tomorrow night.
Well, how about next week?
I'm sorry, I have a date with a Marine.
Next month?
I have a date with a sailor.
What are your post-war plans?
Maybe with a brush like that, you could clean up, Yuki.
Say, Bing, will I see you at my birthday party?
When is it?
Friday night.
I'll see you Monday.
That's definite?
Definite.
We'll have the party Monday.
That's definite?
Definite.
Monday?
Yeah.
See you Friday.
Bye.
Bye. Stick around, Yuki, while Marilyn Maxwell lights up the diggings here with a torchy touch of Tessa's torch song.
About a gal, folks call her Torchy Tess, because she trusted, her heart got busted, love made her life a mess. It evidently was an awful blow, for this is word for word, for Tess's tale of woe. Was a good man. That is, you see, what I mean is, I thought he was a good man. I had a friend. She was a good friend. I told my friend about my man, 'cause I thought she was a good friend. No man, ain't got no friend. I'll bet you can guess just exactly what happened. That was the end end of my friend, the end of my man, and almost the end of me. You can guess just exactly what happened. That was the end of my friend, the end of my man, and almost the end of me.
Very significant thing, Marilyn, and well done. Make yourself comfy now, whilst we switch to our leading torchbearer.
Here's a tip that can save you plenty of time, shopping time, and kitchen time, too. When you're planning to serve macaroni and cheese, buy the box that contains both ingredients for that swell main dish. Buy a box of Kraft Dinner. That one thrifty box of Kraft Dinner contains not only macaroni, but also plenty of Kraft grated for rich cheese flavor. And with these two special Kraft Dinner ingredients, you cook delicious macaroni and cheese in just 7 minutes by the clock. Kraft Dinner makes fluffy light macaroni with cheese goodness through and through. A splendid low-point food, Kraft Dinner gives you this hearty main dish for four people. So try it soon. Save time with delicious Kraft Dinner.
Little David, play on your harp, hallelujah, hallelujah. Little David, play on your harp, hallelujah. Little David, play on your harp, hallelujah, hallelujah. Little David, play on your harp, hallelujah.
Little David was a shepherd boy. He killed a goat and shout for joy.
Little David, play on your harp, hallelujah, hallelujah. Little David, play on your harp, hallelujah.
I done told you once, I done told you twice, that's an in a hell for shooting dice.
David, play on your harp, hallelujah, hallelujah. David, play on your harp, play on your harp, hallelujah, David, play on your harp, hallelujah, David, play on your harp, hallelujah, hallelujah, David, play on your harp.
One of the most recent big clicks and picks is a lad who's been in show business all since he was old enough to slip his 10 little piggies into tap shoes. I'm referring to 18-year-old Donald O'Connor, Mr. Big himself, soon to be seen in New Universal's forthcoming comedy, The Chip Off the Old Block. I get a great jar out of watching Don's rise to stardom because I had the honor of supporting Donald O'Connor in one of his first films, a picture called Sing You Sinners, because he made his first coast-to-coast appearance on the wireless, right here in the old Kraft Music Hall. Greetings, Donald.
Oh, funny, Bing, that's exactly what the president said to me.
And I know it's one piece of casting that you relish, eh, Don?
Check. You know, a couple of years in the Army will give me a chance to realize my ambition.
Well, it's made a man out of many a boy.
Yeah, that's what I mean. You know, out of Universal Studios, they keep me in those young parts.
Well, let's not knock that kind of flattery down.
Well, I keep telling him that I want to be more like you.
Oh. Fetish forbid, Don. Is it your idea to plug an occasional ditty, you mean, like I do?
No.
You'd prefer to be able to act the way I do?
No.
What, may I ask, is it that you want to do like me?
Look old.
And leave. Look old, why, you young whippersnapper. If I were your father, I would lash you within an inch of your life.
Well, I wish you were my father.
Really, son? Why?
I've always wanted four younger brothers to kick around.
Well, there'd be no kicking around if you were my son. I'd make you walk the straight and narrow. None of that gadding about that you teenagers do. We'd have a home, a real home. A quiet, friendly, old-fashioned home where father sits in his easy chair before the fire, mother sits knitting, and their young son is the kind of a lad who looks up from his algebra and says...
This stinks. Hey, Pop, how's for me and my chick cutting out in the car tonight?
Don't you youngsters realize there's a gasoline shortage?
So what? All we want to do is park.
Wait till I get my hat. I've been meaning to have a talk with you about that, son. Huh? You know, in this life, many things happen that puzzle us. That's why I think you and I should have a man-to-man talk.
All right, Pop. What do you want to know?
Is there anything you kids don't know the answer to?
Yeah, one thing. You know, this shaving problem's getting me down.
What shaving problem have you got?
Well, the dish I'm dating says she wouldn't lean my way till I shave.
Huh?
Now, when do you think I'll begin to have 5 o'clock shadow?
Right now, you're just going on 3 o'clock fuzz.
That did it. You're just like all the other parents. Instead of taking our problems sympathetically, you make fun of us.
Make fun, do I, hon? Now, let me give you the straight, son. This morning, I found the Hialeah racetrack entries in your room. All marked.
Well, I had the winners in the first and second.
Is that all you think of, Donald? There's only one thing, really only one thing for me to say to you.
What, Father?
What do you got in the third? Huh?
Yeah. Oh, Harry? Oh, there you are. I see you're talking to Donald.
Oh, Mom, now what have I done?
Harry, I've heard from several sources that Donald's been gambling. And I think it's terrible.
What's terrible about it? Last week I won 37 cents shooting crap.
Shooting crap? Oh, I just can't understand a boy brought up in a home like this. A loving mother, an honest, hard-working father. Shooting crap, indeed.
But, Mom, I won.
That is not the point. You're going to return every cent of that money to that ruffian you won it from.
Oh, all right, Mom. Here's your 37 cents, Pop.
Donald and I were about to have a heart-to-heart talk.
Oh, good. I'm sure that now is the time to tell him about the birds and the bees.
Look, you can skip the birds and the bees, Pop. I've got other plans.
You aren't going to marry?
Sure, but a girl.
Oh.
Hey, now can I go to the Palladium?
What about our heart-to-heart talk?
Let's both go to the Palladium.
Do you think that's the best place for a heart-to-heart talk?
Natch, that's where my heart is.
Your heart is at a dance hall?
Sure, my heart, my babe, my doll, my chick, my tomato.
My foot. One of the young ladies who keep calling you up, no doubt. Betty, Janice, Hazel, Dorothy, Queenie. If you don't get the girls off your mind, you're going to wind up another Bob Hope.
That's a fine thing for a father to say to his own son.
I'm sorry, I lost my head.
Well, I was just getting interested in politics.
Politics, too, are a little deep for you, my boy. After all, you're only 18. 3 years before you can vote.
All right, so I can't vote. But I can have opinions, can't I?
Yeah.
I can campaign for the best man, can't I?
True, son, but after all, Sinatra for president, it's...
Well, that would scare you. Well, I'm cutting out for the Palladium.
Well, be home early. Your mother and I are getting tired of having you come home every morning with the milkman.
How do you know I come home with the milkman?
You show up at breakfast looking plenty homogenized.
Aren't you going to speak to him about his clothes?
Your mother's right. You wear your pants so short they don't even cover your ankles.
Well, so what? My coat does.
Your clothes look awful, son. They don't fit at all. They hang on you like rags.
No wonder. They're Pop's. Well, I'll see you around.
Donald, you are not leaving this house until we've had our talk. There are many things you still don't understand.
Okay, chop, chop. Start beating your gums. The Elgin's urgent. I'm on the beam and ready to start patting the parquet.
Many things I don't understand, either.
Hey, that must be Yuki Ken and John Scott. Hey, fellas, come on in. I'm with the old man.
Hi, Governor.
Yeah, this is Yuki. He's not square. He's no long hair.
So I see.
Yuki's solid. And this is Ken.
Hiya, Gov.
Yeah. Ken's solid. And this is John Scott.
Hi, all.
No, he's solid.
No, he's flat.
Hey, you should have been with us down at the burlesque theater, Governor. We got one of the dame's phone numbers.
My son with the burlesque queen's phone number?
Yeah, we didn't have no paper, so she wrote it in lipstick on his hand.
Oh, this is ghastly.
Yeah, you said it. She had to pick the one guy in the crowd who washes.
Now, Donald, you're not leaving this house. All you think of is girls.
Well, we're all through with that. That's kid stuff.
Yeah, who cares about girls anymore?
What's your new interest?
Women.
Donald, you are not leaving the house this evening.
Oh, no? Now, listen, Pop. I'm cutting out of here now. I'm going to pick me a slick chick and we're going to slide from side to side in a backbeaten boogie with a Jim Jam jump that'll make any other carpet cutter's paw in the plant look like rigor mortis. Man, when I get tossing those tomatoes in a double bounce, we'll let that old gobstick send us till my snooty little cuties beat to her bobby socks.
I thought you were going dancing.
Pop, the parade has passed you by.
I've had my day, Small Fry.
Small Fry? What kind of icky jive is that?
5 years ago, back around 1938, son, you were Small Fry. Really? And what a year 1938 was. Lauren won the Kentucky Derby, and the Yanks knocked off the Chicago Cubs in four straight. The United States Lawn Tennis Championship was won by Don Budge.
What did you say?
Don Budge.
I won't move muscle.
Those were momentous days back in 1938. Hitler's armies marched into Austria and Czechoslovakia, and appeasement was the order of the day. Ah, yes, 6 years ago I said to you, and I remember it well. We were walking home from a movie called Sing You Sinners, when I said to you, Small Fry, strutting by the pool room. Small Fry, should be in the schoolroom. My, my, put down that cigarette. You ain't a grown-up high and mighty yet. Small Fry, dancing for a penny. Small Fry, counting up how many. My, my, you just listen here to me. You ain't the biggest catfish in the sea. You practice pecking all day long to some old radio song.
Oh, yes, I peck, oh, yeah.
You'd better listen to your paw. Someday you'll practice the law, and then you'll be a real success.
Yeah?
Yes.
Yeah.
Small Fry, you kiss the neighbor's daughter. Small Fry, get on back in the shallow water. My, my, you just listen here to me. You ain't the biggest catfish in the sea. You got your feet all soaking wet. Lord, you'll be the death of me, yes. Oh, me, oh, my, Small Fry.
Now you call me Small Fry.
Who is most infinitesimal, too big for your britches.
Now you call me Small Fry.
Now listen here, shorter than me. I wonder where my switch is.
My, my, my. I never had such carrying on.
You better look in the closet, Ma. I'll bet the Vanetta is all gone.
Yeah, yeah, now Small Fry. I caught you out at the racetrack. You was betting on them ponies.
Why, listen here, Fat Fry.
What's that?
Some guy, why, you pick all the ponies.
My, my, my. You just listen here to me.
I know. I ain't the biggest catfish in the sea, ba 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 boo.
You got a peanut crystal deck in your pocket?
What happened to Mom's wedding ring? Did you hawk it?
Oh, yeah.
Not so loud.
Oh, yeah.
Quiet. Watch it.
All right.
You signed your own report card last night.
Well, why don't you learn how to write?
And then you'll be a real success. Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Small Fry. You kiss the neighbor's daughter.
Well, I give a little smackaroo. You see, I'm kind of getting out of that shallow water.
My, my, my. Now you just listen here to me. You ain't the biggest catfish in the sea. I know how to fix this, boy. Ma, is the castor oil around here?
Why, I just slipped it in your vitamins.
All me.
All my.
Small Fry. Certainly much obliged to you, Donald. And the best of breaks while in the uniformed forces of your country.
Thanks a lot, Dink.
Good luck, Mac. And time? Ah, time. 13 and 38, and here he is 1A and 43. But here in KMH, we just go on and on and on. Come on, my friend.
Do you sometimes find your ration points running very low? Well, listen to this. Here's how to make a swell main dish for four folks at a remarkably low point cost. Here's how to stretch a little meat into a real company dish. and you do these tricks with Kraft Dinner. The box of Kraft Dinner gives you both ingredients for swell macaroni and cheese. A special fast-cooking macaroni and plenty of Kraft grated, too, for rich cheese flavor. Just 7 minutes at the stove, and these magic Kraft Dinner ingredients give you a licking good main dish for four hungry folks. But suppose you have a little leftover meat or seafood. Well, take your delicious hot Kraft Dinner and press it into a ring mold. Serve that swell macaroni and cheese ring on a platter with the creamed leftover meat or seafood in the center. There's a real extender dish for you, a real point saver for you. Try Kraft Dinner soon. Remember Kraft Dinner for speedy, point-saving macaroni and cheese. Both ingredients are in every box.
Seeing you in all the old familiar places that this heart of mine embraces all day through. In that small cafe, the park across the way, the children's carousel, the chestnut trees, the wishing well. I'll be seeing you in every lovely summer's day, in everything that's light and gay. I'll always think of you that way. I'll find you in the morning sun, and when the night is new, I'll be looking at the moon, but I'll be seeing
here's where we come up empty, friends, but by next Thursday, same time as tonight, we should be ready again. Try to join us. We're going to also be featuring one of the stars of Ginger Rogers' picture, Lady in the Dark, Misha Auer. That's next Thursday. Between now and then, take a little time out to go over a few things with yourself. Take a little time to think about what happened to some of our men who were captured in the Philippines. It's not pleasant to think about. It'll make you mad. It may make you want to cry. It'll certainly make you want to do something, and you can do it, too. You don't have to take it out and talk. Take it out in war bonds. Cut an extra $100 bond into your budget and cut out a few luxuries. Give a little of what you've got plenty of to help those guys who are giving what they only have one of. Good night.
Marilyn Maxwell appears to the courtesy of Mr. Golden Mare, producer of Madame Curie. The Kraft Music Hall comes to you from Hollywood Radio City.
Ladies, when you can't always get your favorite cut of meat, here's one way to overcome that disappointment. Try some of the point-saving, less expensive cuts, but cook and serve them in appetizing ways with tangy, golden Kraft Salad Mustard. You can blend this delicately spiced Kraft Salad Mustard right into food, spread it on meat cuts, or use it in appetite-rousing gravies or barbecue sauce. Kraft makes another delicious mustard, too, with horseradish added. So be sure to put both of these Kraft mustards on your shopping list tomorrow.
The Kraft Music Hall comes to you from Hollywood. This is the National Broadcasting Company.